Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Republicans look like they're going to take the House, maybe the Senate. They want to find out about the origins of COVID-19. Do you think there'll be a problem with that? Do you think you'll get any cooperation from the other party on that?
No. Yes. So, yes, I want to find out the answer to how we got into the pandemic. I think it's an urgent national security and public health issue that we've ignored as a town in Washington and as a society in America for 2 years because of politics and people, you know, didn't like whatever narrative they didn't like. And we still don't know how we got into this mess. So it's an urgent thing. We have to do it. Now, do I think there'll be problems with it? Yeah, because right now we don't have any Democrats who will raise their hand and say, I agree with that. You know, there aren't any Democrats who are willing to look into the NIH and its funding of the various labs in Wuhan or USAID or any of the other stuff that was going on that may have, we don't know, but may have contributed to the outbreak. And so the Republicans are going to give it their best shot. And some of those efforts will be serious. Some of them will be less serious. Some of them are likely to find new evidence. Some of them won't. But yeah, it would be really great if we just had one Democrat with enough courage to stand up in front of a microphone and say, hey, listen, this is not a political issue. It's not a scientific issue. It's a forensic issue. Something happened. A horrible, horrible thing happened that affected 7 billion people and still affects us. And in order to make sure that it doesn't happen again, we have to figure out what happened. And we don't have that. I can't find any Democrat. And that's a shame. That's a crying shame, because they'll just attack the Republican investigations as partisan. By not participating in them, they've made them partisan. So it's a catch-22. But I'm open-minded. I want to see what the Republicans could come up with. I want to see why the NIH has been dribbling out redacted files for 2 years, 3 years, almost 3 years now. Why is that? Why can't our own system give us the information that they have? Why is it pulling teeth through FOIA requests? Let's get some subpoenas flying. Let's get some witnesses on the record under oath, under penalty of perjury, to tell us what they know. And then after we've had that, then let's have a discussion about what's the most likely outcome. And if you think you've proven it one way or the other, then you're fooling yourself, because the investigation has never been done. And any progress on that is a good thing. And I hope it starts right away.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.